Vakansu continued, oblivious to my personal struggles. What you humans have done to the Oban makes a mockery of their potential, it said. We created the Oban to be the best among us all, the one race without consciousness, the one race free to pursue its destiny as a race from its first steps. The Oban were meant to be what we aspired to. To see them aspire to consciousness is to see a creature that can fly aspire to wallow in mud. Your father did the Oban no favors, human, in hobbling them with consciousness. I stood there for a minute, amazed that this Khonsu would tell me, in seemingly casual conversation, things that the Oban had sacrificed half their number for so many years ago, but were never allowed to hear. The Khonsu waited patiently for my response. The Oban would disagree, I said, and so would I. Of course you would, the Khonsu said. Their love of their consciousness is what makes them willing to do the ridiculous for you. That and the fact that they choose to honor you for something that your father did, even though you had no hand in it. This blindness and honor is convenient to you. It is what you use to get them to do what you want. You don't prize their consciousness for what it gives them. You prize it for what it allows you to do to them. That's not true, I said. Indeed, said the Khonsu, and I could hear the mocking tone in its voice. It shifted its weight again. Very well, human. You have asked me to help you. Perhaps I will. I can provide you with a boon, one the Khonsu may not refuse. But this boon is not free. It comes with a cost attached. What cost? I said. I want to be entertained first, the Khonsu said. So I offer you this bargain. You have among you several hundred Oban. Select 100 of them in any way you choose. I will ask the Khonsu to send 100 of our own, convicts, sinners, and others who have strayed from the path and would be willing to attempt redemption. We will set them at each other to the death. In the end, one side will have a victory. If it is yours, then I will help you. If it is mine, I will not. And then, having been sufficiently amused, I will be on my way to continue my death journey. I will call to the Khonsu now. Let us say that in 8 of your hours we will start this entertainment. I trust that will be enough time for you to prepare your pets. We will have no problem finding 100 volunteers among the Oban, Doc said to me. It and I were in the conference room General Gaw had lent me. Hickory and Dickory stood outside the door to make sure we weren't disturbed. I will have the volunteers ready for you within the hour. Why didn't you tell me how the Oban planned to get the Khonsu to me? I asked. The Khonsu here told me that hundreds of Oban died to get him here. Why didn't you warn me that would happen? I did not know how we would choose to try to get the Khonsu's attention, Doc said. I sent along your requirement, along with my own assent. I was not a participant in making the choice. But you knew this could happen, I said. As a member of the Council, I know that we have had the Khonsu under observation, and that there had been plans to find ways to talk to them again, Doc said. I knew this was one of them. Why didn't you tell me? I said. I told you that attempting to speak to the Khonsu would come at a high cost, Doc said. This was the cost. At the time, the cost did not seem too high for you. I didn't know that it would mean that hundreds of Oban would die, I said, or that they would just keep throwing themselves into a Khonsu firing line until the Khonsu got curious enough to stop. If I had known, I would have asked you to try something else. Given what you required us to do, and the time in which we had to do it, there was nothing else, Doc said. It came to me and opened up its hands, like it was trying to make me see something important. Please understand, Zoe, We had been planning to petition a Khonsu on its death journey for a long time now, and for our own reasons. It was one of the reasons we were able to fulfill your requirement at all. Everything was already in place. But it was my order that killed them, I said. It is not your fault that the Khonsu required their deaths, Doc said. The Oban who were part of the mission had already known what was required to get the attention of the Khonsu. They were already committed to this task. Your request changed only the timing and the purpose of their mission, but those who participated did so willingly and understood the reason for doing it. It was their choice. They still did it because I didn't think about what I was asking, I said. They did it because you required our help, Doc said. They would have thought it an honor to do this for you, just as those who will fight for you now will consider it an honor. I looked at my hands, ashamed to look at Doc. You said that you had already been planning to petition a Khonsu on its death journey, I said. What were you going to ask? For understanding, Doc said. To know why the Khonsu kept consciousness away from us. To know why they chose to punish us with its lack. I looked up at that. I know the answer, I said, and told Doc what the Khonsu had told me about consciousness and why they chose not to give it to the Oban. I don't know if that was the answer you were looking for, I said, but that's what this Khonsu told me. Doc didn't say anything. I looked more closely at it, and I could see it was trembling. Hey, I said, and got up from my chair. I didn't mean to upset you. I am not upset, Doc said. I am happy. You have given us answers to questions we have been asking since as long as our race has existed. Answers the Khonsu would not have given us themselves. Answers many of us would have given our lives for. Many of you did give your lives for them, I said. No, Doc said. They gave their lives to help you. There was no expectation of any compensation for the sacrifice. They did it because you required it. You did not have to give us anything in return, but you have given us this. You're welcome, I said. I was getting embarrassed. It's not a big thing. The Khonsu just told me. I just thought you should know. Consider, Zoe, that this thing that you just thought we should know was something that others would have seen as something to hold over us, Doc said. That they would have sold to us or denied to us. You gave it freely. After I told you that I required your help and sent hundreds of Oban out to die, I said, and sat back down. Don't make me out to be a hero, Doc. It's not the way I feel right now. I am sorry, Zoe, Doc said. But if you will not be a hero, at least know that you are not a villain. You are our friend. Thank you, Doc, I said. That helps a little. Doc nodded. Now I must go to find the 100 volunteers you seek, it said, and to tell the council what you have shared with me. Do not worry, Zoe. We will not disappoint you.